Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lou Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Navarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting second. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGwire. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Acevedo. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Juan Acevedo. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Durham reaches second base with a double. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tatis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fordyce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drew. Fordyce reaches second base with a double. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Renteria hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drew moves to second. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's White Sox 3, Cardinals 3. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford strikes out. One out. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tatis hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cardinals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Navarro strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McGuire, and towards Howard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Juan Acevedo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Acevedo strikes out. One out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drew hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Edgar Renteria batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Renteria is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Durham fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fordyce hits a line drive into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Cardinals, 4. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lankford. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. Thomas scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Joe McEwing now playing second base. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McEwing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fordyce strikes out. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Slocum covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Drew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Drew hits a pop-up towards short. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renteria is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGwire hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tatis is 0-for-2 in the game. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lankford moves to second. Alberto Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Heathcliff Slocum. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez misplays the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Lankford moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEwing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Ibar now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renteria. Lee moves to second. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fordyce takes first base on ball 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Fordyce moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bragg throws the ball into McEwing, who tags Rodriguez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fordyce scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Drew takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Drew moves to third. Bill Simas now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Brian Ward now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Keith Folk now pitching. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tatis is 0-for-3 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cardinals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Durham steals second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive to right field. Bragg throws towards the plate. Castillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Durham scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez is walked intentionally. Keith Folk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Folk hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee pinch hits for Alberto Castillo. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Marrero pinch hits for Manny Ibar. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McEwing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Cardinals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Painter now pitching. Eli Marrero now catching. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fordyce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson bunts towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from Marrero and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Drew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Drew hits a pop-up towards third. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Renteria is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a line drive into left field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Renteria moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got six RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to first for the out. Renteria moves to third. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Renteria scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, White Sox. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tatis is 0-for-4 in the game. Tatis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.